The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition, the What Did He Know and When Did He Know It edition. Welcome to it. Happy hour rolling into it. Let me see my little buddy here, Rich. There he is. Hey, there Dom. How you doing,
right,
man?
All right. Hey, good to see you. Crudy Rich working hard on the board. Thank you, buddy. 844-967-2789. President Joe Biden's supposed to have a press conference at the bottom of the hour. I see it being reported he mistakenly today referred to President Zelensky as President Putin, although he did correct himself immediately.
We all misspeak. I'm going to misspeak this hour. Come on. I guarantee it.
Us
but it, I don't think anyone questions our vigor, Dom, or our my mental acuity. The story hearing that's traveling the world right now, I'll just read a couple of the headlines. Radio station, and that would be a Civic Media radio station, says Biden campaign pressured it into editing Biden interview after he used the term blacks. That's the way it's being reported now. That's the rights cast, at least through the Daily Caller. That is one of about, 300 headlines I see at this moment reporting this news to the nation. And as we've pointed out on the show, we did have the CEO of Civic Media, Sage Weil. Now, this story really shouldn't be about Civic Media per se, except that the host, Earl Ingram, and the station is owned by Civic Media. And when Earl Ingram did a July 3rd interview with the President of the United States, it was the first interview in the nation post his disastrous debate performance. And I don't know what else to call his performance at the debate. So he's going on the, you didn't see what you thought you saw. I'm not that guy. I was just tired, cold, 12 days jet lag, whatever it was, whatever the excuse is coming out of the campaign. Their first act was to go to what they described as Black Talk Radio. Black Talk Radio. Our pal Earl Ingram and Sanders, a host, WDUR in Philadelphia, now separated from her former platform. Earl interviewed the president on July 3rd in a non-recorded format with very few checks and balances, apparently, in that it wasn't just the normal Earl sitting in the studio doing a show. It's the 3rd of July. I'm not clear if Civic was fully staffed. Sage didn't make excuses per se, but I kind of work here sometimes. We at least come through the doors, and I know we weren't working on the 3rd time, and I don't think a lot of people were. I think a lot of people were jumping off on an early holiday weekend, so the normal control is perhaps not in place. And a bad decision made perhaps by over-eager production people because they accommodated. But the ask came from the freaking president's campaign. If the president asks you to do something, probably you want to accommodate. Just human nature is such, right? We got the president. Everyone's excited. Earl's got the president. Oh, the president's campaign wants a few edits? Well, it's just 16 seconds out of an 18-minute interview. But for some reason, the Biden campaign thought it was important to twice have the audio tape edited. And I think it's material substantial changes. Others will disagree with my point of view. I've seen a few. Oh, you're over exaggerating.
I mean, material in that, yes, Biden said things that I think it was a risky play. It was an unforced error. I don't think that if those edits would have remained in the interview, that anybody would say boo about it.
You mean the orchestrated, fully scripted, predetermined right. interview?
We already beat that to death. And then to find this part out. You know what I mean? But if they had just left it in, yeah, you know, hey, no big deal. I don't think it was a big deal.
At least it wouldn't be a news story going around the world at the
right
hour when the president's about to take his first press conference in 8 months. And again, I would not be at all shocked to hear the question asked of the president. Were you aware that your team asked for edits the last radio interview you did in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with Civic Media? And guess what? Civic Media, to their credit, and I shook Sage's hand, and I'm absolutely clear that we do not have journalistic distance because we utilize their facilities. Where I'm sitting in Civic Media studios right now. The guy owns the place, right? So I can't pretend like we're completely dispassionate from what it is that happened here. But I can tell you, Earl is a friend. I go to the mat for Earl any day of the week. Earl didn't do any edits, and nobody from Civic Media did anything that the president's team didn't ask them to do. So, I admire Sage and Civic Media for doing quote-unquote the right thing. No one reported this before Civic Media told on themselves. Now, July 8th, the disclosure date to Civic Media Management, as disclosed by Sage in his press release. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's been a couple days. Should have happened quicker. But I'm not here to judge how quickly people make the right decision. As long as they make the freaking right decision before Fox News makes it for them. And in this case, Civic Media made the right decision in calling for full disclosure on their own participation. But the ask came from Joe Biden in the White House.
The ask came from the campaign. Yeah. And listen, man, if I recall, Sage said he was informed on Monday night. That's two business days. Today's Thursday. And to get your ducks in a row, to get the statement out, to clip the edits, to get it all done. 2 days, business days, man. That's okay with me. 8. Right. Basically 9, 10, 11.
Monday, 11. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Monday night. Right. Monday night. Start working on it Tuesday if you find
Dom,
out.
Dom, I cannot Wednesday, go over with this Wednesday, timeline Thursday. With you on the air right now.
I mean, I'm just telling you, man. So that's acceptable to me. 844-967-2789. Again, Joe Biden having a press conference today at the bottom of the hour. We will bring some sound of that. In the meantime, we'll take your calls. Chris from Sun Prairie, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us, Chris?
Hi. Well, I want to send my support to Earl, too. You know, it's an unfortunate incident, but I love Earl, and I think he does.
As we all do.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I just wanted to also say I have a concern about some advertisements that I've been seeing probably over the last year. They come on, you know, with different, you know, you go on different sites or you bring up a YouTube and you see these ones. And they were warning that the Democrats were going to switch out Biden. They've been doing this. I mean, I've been seeing these for like over 6 months. They're really like foreboding things like they're going to switch Biden out. So, you know, I think that people need to know that those were out there and a lot of people are not going to trust us because of that. And I also think that the fact that Bernie people like me, who have now been through two primaries where we really feel as if our candidate was screwed. And also, when we saw what happened with the senator's race here, people went out and they knocked doors and did everything, and then everybody dropped out right before the election. So I don't know. I really feel like
about the primary that Mandela Barnes ultimately won. Yeah, he lost to Senator Johnson. That primary was over pretty quick. People kind of ducked out.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, this is like what? Now the fourth primary where I feel like, you know, people go out, they do doors, they do primaries. I mean, we didn't really have that kind of primary here. But again, here we are going into the final you know, election, and it's going to be changed out again. And I just think that it really leaves a lot of people worried about why this is happening, why this is happening now, why we weren't told about this before, if this is really a problem, or what is this really about? And I personally think it's about tax cuts. I really do. Joe Biden has always had gaffes. It's why he was never president before. And the only reason he was president this time is because Bernie really riled up the people, got everybody there, and then the Democrats did what they did, where everybody dropped out. So I think he's done a wonderful job, though. I've been surprised. He's actually gotten a lot through, a lot more than anybody that I've seen in my lifetime. And a lot of the things that he's gotten through are things that were in the platform because of Bernie's people. When you have a candidate that gets as many electoral votes as Bernie did, you get people that can contribute to the platform. And Bernie's people have contributed to the platform in two elections. And we will lose all of that if Donald Trump gets in office. And we don't want to lose that. And I really wish, I believe, that if Biden was not in and someone else was in, that we would keep those things. But I'm really not sure because we didn't get them before. It's been 40 years that I have watched the middle class get hollowed out. And I have seen the Democratic Party move more to the right and more to the right, too far right for me. And I'm very concerned about this whole idea of switching Joe Biden out. I'm not for Donald Trump. I will vote against Donald Trump. But this will definitely be my last time. I'm done with this. I'm not doing this again.
Chris.
And I don't think people will.
Chris, is it possible that Joe Biden was showing signs? Because I tell you what, Fox News has been playing video of Joe Biden looking less than fully there for a long, long time. And I saw an interesting opinion piece at the Washington Post today. They claim, this was a conservative writing, said, so many of my colleagues in the newsroom are liberal, and they have seen incremental changes in Joe Biden, but they're up close to the guy, or they want access to the guy, and they're brought into the circle, and senior staffers say, well, you should see how cogent he is behind closed doors. Like, there's this super Joe Biden running around the West Wing, and we just haven't seen him out on the stump. But understand, we have been shielded from this. And when he walked out on the stage that night, suddenly it became starkly real for the Democrats. And sadly, the Republicans knew. And we all said, well, this is you with fake videos and stuff. I don't think so anymore. I think they did know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I believe him, Chris, because now we've seen it with our own eyes. And Joe is a hell of a president, but he is a god-awful candidate, and I'm not sure if he's going to survive the week, but I've been saying that for a week and a half. More Devils! Joe Biden's got a presser. You call us next, 844-96-PARTY.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. President Biden starting a press conference. Supposed to start at 5:30 Central. We will bring you that sound. In the meantime, you can join us on the political party line, 844-967-2789. Don from Milwaukee. Welcome, Don. What do you got for us?
Hey, Don.
Good afternoon. You know, Mike, I think I'm going to give you a new name. I'm going to call you Brutus. He's the guy that stabbed his leader in the back. I'll tell you one thing.
Et tu, Brute.
I'm gonna let you know I'm riding with Biden. And I'll tell you one thing. Ever since this debate started, it's been piling on. Okay, Joe, the dirtbag. You know who the dirtbag is. He says, he's got to have a drug test. But he don't have to have one. He gets a free pass. Then, cognitive test. I mean, it keeps on and on and on. I mean, it's just, look, that dirtbag gets a free pass, and this guy, you want to put the electric chair. I mean, this is ridiculous.
A free pass? Don, do you listen to the show? You think you're giving Trump a free pass? Is that what you're telling me, dude? Really?
Well, it sounds like it. I mean,
based on what?
If
what?
I don't
hang on, man.
Don,
you got to give me an example. How the hell have I ever given Trump a free pass?
And the moderator, I mean, the moderator didn't butt in when he's telling all these lies.
Yeah, okay. You're talking about me.
Everyone is piling on this guy. I can't figure this out.
All right, Don, let me ask you. Do you think it's problematic that the Biden campaign gave questions to interviewers?
Well, you know something? See, this is what gets me angry.
Answer
too,
from your brain and your heart, sir. You're talking to Don, but now Crudy's jumping in.
Pardon?
Don't overthink it. Is it right or wrong, sir?
You think that other candidates haven't done that?
I would think it would be news if they did, sir. And I would be appalled.
That's right.
Because I have standards. And apparently, Don, you're okay with Joe's. And I'm okay with you being okay with Joe's. But you've got to understand, if I want to hold my candidate to a higher standard, be it Trump, be it Biden, neither one is fit for office, sir. Neither guy. And if that's the Faustian bargain I got to make between these two, you bet your ass I'm voting for Joe. But don't tell me to shut up and not tell you the truth. And the truth is, Joe ain't up for the job. That's my opinion. Yours is different.
That's an opinion, certainly, Dom. The truth is, the campaign gave scripted questions, presumably scripted answers, and then asked for an edit after the fact. That's not normal. That's not okay.
And that was the reclamation interviews.
I'm Don. If it's weakened at Bernie's dead corpse, Joe Biden, I'm voting for him. I can be critical of my candidate, man, because it's not. I mean, and don't act like we have not been critical of the former president, dude. Of course we are. But it'd be nice if the Biden campaign would stop, engaging in unforced errors, so we can do that.
I remember buying a little radio station and calling it Resistance Radio, and you coming along and Earl coming along and a lot of other guys risking, well, we weren't risking a lot of financials because it was broke-ass radio, barely paid you guys. But I can tell you, we called it Resistance Radio, and we were resisting Trump each and every day of his administration. We were blasting the impeachment trial gavel to gavel, first one and second one. Nobody thinks that Donald Trump is more unfit for office than this panel. But at the end of the day, if the Democratic Party is going to tell us that Joe Biden's the man, it's up to Joe Biden to convince me otherwise. It's not up to me to prop him up. It's up to him to convince me to vote for him. And he's got my vote, but he doesn't have my endorsement at this point. I'm sorry, I can't tell you not to vote your conscience if you don't think he's ready for the job. But the other guy is certainly unfit.
Without a doubt. 844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Cam from Appleton. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, guys.
And I did get your email earlier today, but we were working through some things today.
Oh, no worries. I wasn't even going to bring it up because I figure you'd want to look into that one. Usually, since I usually call in to pull your leg, but that one was legit. I think people need to start understanding that, okay, boomers put this planet, this world into a mess that is really hard to untie the knot for because it's constantly whataboutism. Both sides do it. The thing is that if you can't listen to radio like these stations without being able to tell yourself that, 2 + 2 = 4, everything else, like, what about your guy, though? Your guy sucks. It's like, no. If Joe Biden is old, that needs to be addressed. It doesn't matter if it's your guy. That needs to be addressed, and the DNC needs to start taking people's issues with it seriously. They need to make a decision. They need either get off the pot or take a dump.
Yeah, well, usually put in a different colorful fashion, but Cam, I realize you were holding back, and I appreciate that about you. Because I found out Cam was pranking us prior. Let's
go 7, 8, 9.
Let's try to grab Paul from Spooner quick. Paul, welcome to the show. What do you got for us? Make it quick, though.
Hey, Paul.
I'll make it real quick. I don't care if it's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. I don't care. I would vote for a dead horse before I voted for Donald Trump. So going into this tonight, I really don't care. I think we need to focus on Trump, his candidacy, Project 2025. And right now, the Republicans love the fact that we're even fighting and having this conversation for the last week. We need to move on. Who cares where the candidate is? We can't have Trump.
Paul, well said. But next week is the Trump Circus in Milwaukee, the RNC MKE 2024. If you don't think we do enough Trump bashing, you wait till Monday.
Tune in next week.
Come back with us. I believe Joe Biden will speak to the nation, but if you're on hold, keep holding because we'll get to you. Joe's probably not going to walk out at 5:31. So 844-967-2789. Stick around. Your calls and the most important news conference in Joe Biden's life.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Joe. Where you going with that gun of yours?
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the What He Know and When Did He Know It Thursday edition, a happier happy hour rolling through it. The breaking news of the day came out of this building. Civic Media admitted that the Biden campaign asked them to edit the interview performed by our pal Earl Ingram with President Joe Biden. And for those that are not in the journalistic industry, that's a pretty big faux pas, let's just say. You're not supposed to do that. And Earl is not a newsman. He's not a journalist by training. He's a talk show host. But the Biden campaign made a very unfair ask of him. And to their credit, Civic Media Today made transparent disclosure, put new policies in place, and basically told on themselves, admitted, and this is a story going around the world. Also, Joe Biden got a press conference. This, whatever he says, will travel around the world very rapidly. But in the meantime, Dom, I think you know and some of the audience know I'm preparing to move to CD number 6 up to Glenn Grothman territory. And Glenn made the raw story. He is the congressman from Wisconsin CD 6. And he hearkening for, let's call him the good old days, Dom, you know, when a woman knew her place. Soon to be Crudy's rep, Glenn Grothman, Republican from Wisconsin, blamed the angry feminist movement for emasculating men and called for the nation to work our way back to the 1960s if former President Donald Trump wins re-election.
Is Glenn Grothman an incel?
He very well may be. Celibate involuntarily.
Kind of driving the white nationalist movement.
Yeah, yes, yes. Yeah. We've had that discussion this week. Glenn may check that box. In a lengthy floor speech on Thursday, Grothman claimed feminist and former President Lyndon B. Johnson's war on poverty had removed men from the families. You know, women don't need ugly guys like Glenn Grothman anymore. Glenn. Another effect that I don't know was necessarily anticipated by Lyndon Johnson is they kind of took the purpose out of the man's life, the lawmaker said, because now you have a basket of goodies for the mom. So his only purpose in life was being patriarchal, telling the woman what she could do, and then, you know, giving her a few bucks to go down and get some eggs, Dom. Anyways, a little bit more from my soon-to-be congressman. Hopefully, please God, not for much longer. They've taken away the purpose of the man to be part of the family. And if we want to get America back to, say, 1960, where this was almost unheard of, we have to fundamentally change these programs. wants to go back to the 1960s. Grothman argued that the breakdown of the family was caused by the government and people like Angela Davis, well-known columnist, well-known communist, people like the feminists who were so important in the 1960s. I bet he's used the term feminazis more than once, Dom. So I hope the press corps picks up on this. Oh, we're picking up what you're laying down.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope the press corps picks up on this, and I hope Republican and Democratic leadership put together some sort of plan for January in which we work our way back to where America was in the 1960s. You know, where women and black people knew their place, Dom. And white men sort of dominated.
Yeah, you know, guys like Glenn Grothman could what? Force a woman into a relationship because she couldn't work and couldn't afford not to have a husband like Glenn.
Dom, I believe it's
until 1974 when the Equal Credit Opportunity Act passed that women in the United States were granted the right to open a bank account on their own. Now, technically, women won the right to open a bank account in the 60s. But many banks still refuse to let women do so without a signature from their husbands. Honey, may I pretty please open up a bank account? These are the days he wants to go back to? Loving versus Virginia, interracial marriage was illegal in 1960, became legal mid-late 60s, finally. You want to go back to that, Glenn? Of course you do. He hearkens to the good old days that might have been good for him. Mediocre middle-aged white men, but not so much for a lot of other people.
Ma, the meatloaf. I think he lives in Ma's basement in Glen Beulah, does he not? I don't know. I've never independently verified his
residence. Well, he's going to be your congressman now, Crudy. You're going to have to find out, man.
Should I show up at his door? Knock, knock.
I think
is Glen in the basement? Let him out of the dungeon, Ma. And how's that meatloaf coming?
The Biden campaign argues that it can win in a new memo obtained by the Washington Post, in which top officials say they're focusing on the blue wall, Crudy, the blue wall, the states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, and they dismiss polling shifts seen since Biden's debate performance. It comes as most Democrats nationwide say Biden should end his reelection campaign based on his performance in last month's debate against Trump, according to a new poll. The poll results contradict Biden's claim that only party elites want him to step aside.
More than half of the Democratic Party's voting base want Joe Biden to step aside, according to polling. Half of his team wants him. More than half. Just saying.
Just saying. Here's a Pew Semaphore reporting here, Caroline Anders. 63% of U.S. voters see Biden and Trump as, quote unquote, embarrassing. Most would replace them.
Both candidates. Just so we're clear, for those that would shake a fist, I would replace them both. I mean, I can't speak for the Republicans. I've never been one. Voted for a couple in my life. I pulled up our lever once or twice. I always sort of appreciated my own independence, Dom. But I can tell you, neither candidate is my cup of tea. I'm just saying.
Apparently, Trump holds a 4 percentage point lead over Biden in a 24 presidential race, according to Pew Research polling released today. The temperature check is the latest in a growing pile of bad polls for Biden as Biden fights to preserve his candidacy. Pew survey found that 63% of voters, as noted, describe both Biden and Trump as embarrassing. Only about a quarter, 24% of voters, said they consider Biden mentally sharp, down from 53% in 2021, while 58% say they would describe that way. Meanwhile, several close allies of the president reportedly told NBC he has no chance of winning re-election. He needs to drop out. One Biden campaign official said he will never recover from this. This is a Biden campaign official saying that he needs to drop out? Well, I tell you what, you keep, you know, rolling that campaign like you're doing, unnamed Biden campaign official, you're going to write the script for him. Literally. The Pew poll, which was conducted from July 1st through the 7th, found that 44% of registered voters would vote for Trump if the elections were held today. Biden netted 40% of the hypothetical vote. A third-party candidate, Kennedy, was another 15%.
I care less about the national head-to-head polling or even the, you know, including the third party, because that's not the way we actually elect the president. But the swing state polling, it's pretty bleak for the Biden campaign. And the only state, Dom, where Biden's even tied in a swing state, the one we live in. And I think we play some small part in that. Like to think.
You're welcome. Till today, Crudy.
Up until today.
844-967-2789. Let's see. Yesterday's polling pencil. What do we got? Ohio Senate. I did see some polling, but I don't have it.
I don't care about the polling. Honestly, I'm going to be like the Biden campaign. Suddenly, they're very much like the former Trump campaign. We don't care about the polls. Polls don't matter. Here's what matters. Rich people's money. Rich people's money. Do you know George Clooney, the guy that makes your favorite tequila, Dom, or used to? He raised $30 million for Joe Biden last month. $30 million. When the elites, the rich, when they quietly stop giving the money, when they boycott this campaign.
When they quiet quit,
it's over. If you don't have the money, Joe's campaign will be over. And I know he's sitting on like a $200 million war chest. They're spending $50 million this month on those three blue wall states. So they're down to, I mean, their whole national strategy is really down to Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. And depending on which polling I've seen, he's losing Pennsylvania to Trump by as much as 6 or more points. Now, doing a little bit better in Michigan and tied in Wisconsin across most of the polling I've seen. I think Bloomberg actually has Biden up in Wisconsin currently. But you got to win all three. And all we really have any say over is the one we live in. You know, and we'll be beating this drum, I suspect. I'm trying to do our best. But wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if the entirety of our conversation was about the felon that heads the Republican contest? I mean, it's his week next week.
Oh, yeah. He's getting his. And he's gotten his. And, you know, it's unfortunate that this is where we go and this is what we had to do. But how do we, you know, you get presented with a crap sandwich, man. You know, you got to deal with it. And that's what we do. And it's uncomfortable sometimes and it's difficult sometimes. But, you know, at the end of the day, character matters. These things matter.
Well, Joe Biden's supposed to be starting a press conference at NATO at any time. The Washington Post editorial board says Biden must address these concerns at the big press conference. It's up to the president to decide if he's going to run, said Nancy Pelosi yesterday morning, pointedly eliding the fact that President Biden has already said that he's not going to end the bid for re-election over concerns about age-related physical and mental challenges. And even more carefully chosen than Mrs. Pelosi's phrasing was the venue. Morning Joe, the MSNBC show Mr. Biden likes to watch. So Nancy said, hey, Joe's only sharp in the morning. I got to get up early and go on the Morning Joe. Got her platform, trying to what? Talk to an audience of one. I mean, Fox News tries that all the time when Trump used to be the president, right? Then Pelosi urged both the president and other Democrats to table the issue until after this week's NATO anniversary summit in Washington, which is the moment for the president to bask in the world's attention and to quell doubts about his condition. At a post-summit news conference scheduled for this evening, any minute now, the media will be waiting with tough questions on multiple topics. These are the most critical. Does he have the physical strength and stamina? Well, we've been beating this one around quite a bit, Dom. You've repeatedly said the debate was one bad night, but insiders say you've become increasingly forgetful and struggle to finish trains of thought. Yeah, I am talking to you, Dom, and Joe Biden. I was going to
say, man, put down the tubes.
People tell stories about you repeating an anecdote in the same meeting. Do you feel like you're having more bad days than you used to? I do. I'm not talking about Joe. I'm actually self-reporting here. I'm having more bad days.
I got you, man. I got you.
At a fundraiser he hosted for you 3 weeks ago, actor George Clooney, renowned tequila maker, said, you weren't the same Joe Biden as you were in 2010 or even 2020. We are also terrified by the prospect of a second Trump term that we've opted to ignore every warning sign, Mr. Clooney wrote in the New York Times. Is he wrong when the polls show 8 in 10 voters say you're too old to run for re-election? Do you recognize why so many may feel this way? One little side note, Dom. George Clooney, before submitting that to the New York Times, conferred with his friend Barack Obama, Joe's former boss. Now, I know the right's been trying to knock Joe out and saying he wasn't up for this job for some period of time. They also think that Michelle Obama is going to be the next president.
Well, but these are also the Republicans that think Donald Trump is right for the job. So forgive me if I don't believe the kinds of things that are coming out of their mouths.
But a lot of them think that it's actually Barack Obama pulling the strings right now. And if Clooney sought Barack Obama's prior consent, does that mean the former president has given up on Joe Biden? When the rich people do, it's over. Come back. Even you rich people, both of you. 844-967-2789. Joe Biden or bust. Next segment.
The Devil's Advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 844-967-2789. President Biden was supposed to be starting a press conference at 5:30 Central. He has yet to take the stage. If he does, we'll squeeze what we can. In the meantime, we'll get your calls. Once again, 844-96-PARTY.
Here's the good news for you trash talkers on the text line, and I've been reading them. There's a lot of them. We might as well be Russian agents and the GOP today, Dom. Some people can't handle the truth, if you know what I'm saying. So let's just work with this. Because I'm going to say some stuff that I'm not going to be able to take back. And then some people that are threatening to never listen to the show again may actually make that threat come true. And we love you all, even those of you that may hate me. So I'm sure Joe will be doing cartwheels tomorrow, and you can as well, because we will not be doing a live show. We're resting up
Friday.
Monday.
Yes.
The Trump bashing. We're going to be at the RNC. I hope you all tune in. We're going to be at the RNC outside the tent, PNN, for all you that want to hear nothing but Trump bashing. Next week is your week. It is the Trump Circus. Come the RNC MKE 2024. Doesn't have the same ring as DNC MKE 2020, Dom, but the party's coming. It just won't be a good party.
No, it's going to be a terrible party. I mean, we've seen this show before in Cleveland.
I hear Newt Gingrich is in town.
All right. All the big celebrities are coming. Scott Baio coming to town. Man, Dog the Bounty Hunter. You going to be here?
I see that Ron DeSantis now has a speaking part.
Oh, what?
Yeah, DeSantis suddenly made the grade. But Nikki Haley, in a show of utter pettiness, will not be able to speak at the RNC. And Eric Hudvey, senatorial candidate of some bad candidacy of renown. I mean, this guy's new to the game, but he's bad from the get. You know, he's just not a good candidate, but we'll see what
he's
kind of
really
a
really new man. He didn't run like
he ran in
years
2012.
he's done this. He's probably been donating. I mean, of course he's been being either courted or, you know, convinced, but yeah, this is not his first rodeo, man.
Do you remember when he did the Slinger Speedway Pledge of Allegiance, Dom? Eric Hudvey, I'm talking about. I hope he gives a similar performance at the RNC in Milwaukee this week. You know, Wisconsin is second home, I hear. 844-967-2789, of course, because he lives in Laguna Beach, California. California!
California Beth, love, baby.
Calling in from Valparaiso, Indiana. Welcome, Hoosier Beth. How you doing?
Hey, Beth.
How you doing, guys? Good to talk to you
again. Thank you.
First thing I want to make sure I get out is I think if Joe is going to drop out, it would be smart to wait until after the RNC gets out of Milwaukee because, you know, let them spend all their video time and speech time bashing Joe Biden and then go like,
yeah, right. Good point. Yep.
On the other hand, though, you know, it's occurred to me that I've heard rumors that back in 2016, Joe Biden did want to run. And that, you know, the kind of Clinton contingent of the party sort of pushed Hillary forward. No, it's Hillary's turn now. Imagine if Joe
including Obama.
If Joe had run. Yeah, that's, I know. I mean, Obama, let's not go into that. But, yeah, that really made me upset to hear that he had to call
my recollection is that, you know, the death of his son and some things like that, that he wasn't really into it.
Bo died in 2018.
Well, okay, that's so what he said. That might have been a public cover story. You never know. But I just,
yeah, right.
Because I've heard other stories. I've heard both stories. It's interesting. But just imagine that he did.
Let
he
me verify that.
Trump by 10 points, and we would be ending the second Joe Biden term right now, and maybe Hillary would be the perfect candidate. You know what I mean? But they blew it.
No. My bad. Bo Biden died May 30th of 2015. That may have affected Joe's decision-making process at the time. So I didn't mean to be that far off. 3 years isn't a big deal, but it does affect which presidential cycle that would fall in.
Certainly. Steve from Madison, you will have the last word today. Steve, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, if Joe doesn't make it, what are we going to do, man?
Kamala Harris. That's why you got a vice president.
You think she's up to it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Are you up to it, Steve?
Steve, we would be done talking about Joe Biden's age. And we'd be litigating the 34-time convicted felon who is completely unfit to serve, you know, the Republican nominee. But if the whole campaign is can Joe or can't Joe, Joe cannot win in that circumstance. And, you know, you can, not you perhaps, Steve, but some that have listened to us over the last 2 weeks, you can say, well, Crudy and Dom quit, mostly Crudy's, quit running down Joe. I'm one voice out of hundreds, thousands, millions. More than half of the Democrats want Joe to drop out. I plan on watching, because apparently I'm not going to hear it on the radio, the press conference with Joe Biden, perhaps the most important one of his life. I would encourage you to watch. Don't do it because we asked you to. You know, just watch with transparency and open eyes. Thank you to our fine guest earlier today, Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media. They made a big admission today that the Biden campaign had asked Civic Media to edit an interview, and they made this admission. It's traveling the world. I would wonder if Joe Biden's going to have to answer questions about it if they ever have that press conference. Maybe tomorrow, Dom. Maybe they'll do it tomorrow.
We'll see.
We wouldn't be here to cover it. We'll see you all live from the RNC on Monday. The party coming to town. The Trump bashing coming to town. I may have to wear my Dump Trump t-shirt on Monday. See you then. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you, Rich.